Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains August 8th through the 14th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Greetings, EastEnders fans, and welcome to another episode of Albert Square After Dark, your weekly EastEnders podcast. This week, discussing the episodes broadcast between the 10th to the 13th of March, 2025. Hello, how are you? Are you well this week? I tell you what, whatever your answer to that was, you are not as well as this one next to me. And I say next to me, she ain't next to me at all. She's miles and miles and miles away, thousands of miles. I mean, look at that background. If you're watching on YouTube, you will see just a picturesque, beautiful mountain background. Yeah, I wasn't talking about you, Ree. I was talking about the background. It's Ree, ladies and gentlemen. Hi, Ree from Turkey. How's it going?
Hi, Rob from England. I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Really, really well. How's Turkey?
Oh, it's beautiful, Rob. I'm having a great time.
It's very, very warm. What's the temperature?
Well, I said that. Some people could. That's not what. 24 degrees Celsius today.
Honestly, if you want to have a look at Ree's background, what do they need to do, Ree?
Go on www.youtube.com
and have a look.
Albert Square After Dark.
And have a look.
Get your eyes on this view. Look,
it's in the really background. Nice.
In the background, we have Mount Babada.
Mount Babada.
But it's spelled Babadag.
Babada.
Yes.
Love it.
That's so. If anyone knows where that is, please don't stalk me because I've just given away my location.
Literally giving away.
It's quite a big mountain there. To be fair, it could be any side of it.
Yeah, it's taken a while to find you. But yeah. I tell you what, you're in a really, really nice location now. I'm incredibly jealous. And you'll be there next week as well, won't you?
I will be, yes.
Should try and find you a different background for next week so you just show off the whole of Turkey. Now you've given your location away. You need to hide somewhere else, don't you?
Yeah, that is true. We'll have to go down road and find... Oh, well, there's background noise, Rob. There'll be background noise to be had.
That's true. Well, I hope you're having a lovely time, Ree. But I hope within your time in Turkey, you've been able to keep an eye on EastEnders.
I have. All thank you to a certain Mr. Ben Cook. Thank you. Shout out to Ben. Because
absolutely.
This podcast wouldn't be happening this week if it weren't for Ben.
I'll give another tips.
I'll give another tips. And they weren't working for me. So there we go. Thank you very much.
So it's been quite the week in EastEnders. We've had many revelations come out of the woodwork, which is kind of making me wonder exactly where certain characters are going to be in a few weeks' time. For a start off, we'll start off with talking about Tommy, and that took a turn that I don't think anybody... Well, a few people on our Facebook predicted it. Fair play to them. Not even Psychic Ree predicted this one, did you?
No, I did not see this one coming. Although I'll tell you something, I'm still not convinced.
Of course you're not.
Anyway, we'll talk about that in a minute.
The biggest obviously stuff of the week was all the Nicola and Teddy and Zach and Sharon stuff, which we'll get to later on in the podcast. So a lot to discuss in this week's Albert Square After Dark. So old Tommy Moon, he had a mate, A-I-E-I-O.
Good one.
Thank you. I've been thinking about that all week. So last week, we were sort of convinced that Tommy was being groomed, that he was sort of, you know, possibly getting brought into the world of incel. Some people were theorising that maybe there was like a predator after him or anything like that. And honestly, that was Kat's train of thought throughout most of the week as well, until we discover the truth that Matt is actually an AI. We've got a lot to discuss with this, first of all, because this is the first time that I think like a soap is going to properly cover this. Obviously, this has all come from him getting his new console, and let's not pretend for a single second that console wasn't rubbish.
Was it even a concert? It looked more like a Sega, like a Mega Drive from the 90s, didn't it?
I thought of a Sega. Like, when Kat opened it and said, sorry, it's not a new one, it's second hand, I thought Tommy was going to chuck it at the wall. I thought he was going to be really angry.
From 35 years back?
Yeah, exactly. Sorry, was that what you were playing with when I was a kid? Was that the first ever console? Like,
why is it that they're not allowed to just show a normal console? I mean, it's advertising and that, but really?
Yeah, it's copyright and stuff, isn't it? Like, you're not allowed to discuss, like, PlayStations and Xboxes and all that kind of thing.
You better beat that out, Rob.
No, I don't care. At me, Sony. At me and Microsoft.
We're Team PlayStation, not Xbox, if anyone's interested in knowing. We are fully Team PlayStation, aren't we, Rob?
Fully Team PS, that's us. Mm-hmm. He's got this kind of... He's got this game that he's playing on. And again, not a game that anyone's, like... It's not a real game. It's not like Call of Duty, which I can kind of imagine is the sort of thing Tommy probably would be playing, but it's some
Fortnite's
sort of
like, what all kids play as well, Rob.
Yeah,
call
Minecraft.
Me a boomer of Arnie, but that's what you're all playing, and I know it.
Have you ever played Fortnite?
No, I've not played Fortnite. I've played Call of Duty.
I've played Call of Duty, and I managed to get... I mean, it's not the sort of game that I'm more of a Crash Bandicoot fan myself. But my mate was playing it. It was like, do you want to go, Rob? And I was like, yeah, cool. So there I was, feeling like an absolute lad with my with a pint of beer next to me playing Call of Duty. I was like, soz girls, come and get me.
You were quite good at it, though.
Well,
you're
I did. I got an achievement that was 3 headshots. I shot 3 people in the head. And I felt like
well done, Rob.
Lad. Thank you very much.
They are quite hard to do though on Call of Duty. To be fair,
depends
what weapon you had. Anyway, we might start getting cancelled. So, anyway, don't say that word.
What a gun?
You're saying that word. Again. That's us cancelled and beat out.
So, Matt the AI, what is your thoughts about it? First of all, like, what was your reaction initially? Because I think this is incredibly interesting. But what were your thoughts?
Well, when I first saw Tommy speak into the mic and then the person replied back, like, as text, I was like, oh, right, so it is a predator. I'm not going to say the other word because I think we've already been cancelled this week. So that were my initial thoughts. So, like, why would somebody not be speaking back to him over a headset? They must be, like, a 50-year-old man. I had no idea they were going down AI route. I'm confused. I'm confused more than anything. I feel like Cat and Alfie, to be honest with you.
You're an old fart, aren't you? You don't really understand this sort of thing. See, I get this because I've got ChatGPT on my phone and I've sort of played with that in the past. And it's fascinating. Yeah. Like, it's weird. It's weird. There's no two ways about it. The whole AI thing is bizarre. Like, the amount of stuff that it can say at a really quick rate, if you give it enough information, then it absolutely is perfect for what Tommy needs right now. Okay, he can literally tell it its entire his entire backstory and say what he's going through, say what he's feeling, and AI will provide him with thoughts and support and everything that he wants to hear. It will learn that he's kind of feeling really bad about himself, which is why it was calling him like his favorite buddy and all that kind
little
of thing.
Little buddy.
It's all it totally knows what to do. It's bizarre.
So answer me this, Rob. Does AI know when it's being inappropriate?
Yeah, but it won't be inappropriate.
How do you know? Yeah, but how does AI define what's appropriate and inappropriate? That's subjective, surely.
I mean, surely it is. But I mean, I would have thought that, you know, it will be aware that it's talking to somebody, because Tommy will have revealed his age. So I'm assuming AI is clever enough to sort of talk to a 14-year-old or whatever Tommy is now. So it won't do anything too crazy. And I've got I've just got a feeling that that sort of AI would shift itself and wouldn't, like, if Tommy tried to encourage it to be like that, I don't think it would. It's very sort of regulated and about what it can say to certain people. I think once you look into AI, it's crazy. Like, it can do a lot.
So is AI, like, so for example, if you're talking about politics, is it politically neutral then, AI?
Well, I've had a conversation politically with AI, and anyone who listens to this won't be surprised. I'm ever so slightly left-wing leaning. And it's given me, it can be neutral, but I think once it gets to know you, it will talk about it from a slightly more left-wing or right-wing perspective as it sort of gets to
understand
depending on what it's garnered from me and what I agree with, it will lean towards that.
So this is what I mean, though. So if Tommy started saying, for example, misogynistic stuff, and AI's picking up on, like, oh, they're the values that you think of, would it then tailor their answers to him so that it's
interesting,
appeasing
I don't know.
The user?
I would like
you know
to
what
think,
I mean?
Yeah, completely. I would like to think not, but, you don't know. I don't know. I would assume that if the AI has been implemented in that sort of video game setting, which, let's be real here, the world of who you can speak to on a video game is vast and varied, to say the very least. So I would imagine that if you're implementing an AI into that sort of technology, that it knows what's right and what's wrong. I would hazard a guess at.
Yeah, but this is what I mean, though. It's subjective. Somebody else's right is going to be our wrong, and vice versa. So this is what I'm wondering: are they going to go down that kind of route with it, or is it just us going, "Oh, right,
I
wow,
don't.
kids are being friends with AI now"? Is it common, this? Is this what kids are doing these days? I need to know.
Well, if you look at the reaction of the rest of the kids on the square, it's certainly not that common. It's seen as a bit of a
True.
weird thing to talk to like an artificial intelligence about your problems. But I mean, give it a few more years, I can see it being quite a useful
The
therapy
norm.
tool, in all honesty, which I think is really what Tommy's using it for, as a therapy sort of tool.
That's
And
not the worst thing if it's
it's
being
not the
used
worst
as
thing.
therapy. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think, if it's describing him as his favorite buddy in the world, that's all right. That's quite
I
friendly. That's
mean,
making him feel good about himself, and that's what he needs right
yeah.
now. Something
In
that's not going to
fairness,
judge him.
it's not a bad tool to use for friendship if that's what you're looking for and you really are feeling lonely, but it's where the line's drawn on what it's talking to you about and things. It's a bit, especially as it's still so new as well. Like, who knows what it could do? It's honestly, it's cr all crazy to me, this, though. It is absolutely crazy. But then again, having said that, like, back in our day, I were always on MSN, and I'm not going to lie to you, Rob. There were a few people I were talking to on MSN, and I have no idea who they were, really. But I used to talk to them every day. So,
Exactly. Mad, isn't it, really? Yeah. I think we could all
it's probably
like find
safer for him what he's doing
yeah,
than what
much
I were
safer.
doing.
Much safer. He's probably in pretty safe hands at the moment, which is even weirder, really. So I don't know exactly how the show's gonna do this now. I don't know whether this is literally just gonna be a fact of, oh, Tommy's talking to AI, so he's clearly feeling miserable about himself, and then we're just gonna sort of leave the AI component behind. Now we've worked out that little mystery and it's now back to Tommy and his feelings. Or whether they're going to actually really explore AI and kids and all of that kind of thing. I don't know. It's a huge, very new topic for them to go to if they decide to go down that path with it. I'm kind of the impression that they're going to sort of leave it where it is now.
I mean, it'd be kind of smart in a way to leave it where it is, but at the same time, you're going to introduce something like that. I kind of want to explore it and see what.
Yeah, because I bet there are people who watched EastEnders this week who have, they just, they don't know about all this sort of thing. So when Tommy started going on about AI, they'd have gone, who? What? What? I don't understand. What's he talking about? What's going on? So I imagine that there's going to be a form of education about the subject with this.
My mum thinks AI stands for all inclusive. We had a conversation about this week while we were here and we went past an
AI's
hotel.
woke, is it? AI's all woke and that.
What
I mean,
about Lily, though, bless her? Obviously, they went and had a chat, didn't they? And Tommy, bless him, thinking that he were helping Lily. I love how unjudgmental she was as well, Lily,
Yeah, she
about
was
it
really.
all.
She,
She
I
were.
think, yeah, because I think Lily's feeling quite alone at the moment with like her grieving process. Stacey's buggered off to see Uncle Sean, so she is sort of left with baby Charlie XEX. Jean's sort of flapping around trying to sort the funeral out. So I think
Being
she's
Jean,
feeling
yeah.
being Jean. So I feel like she's got a lot of chaos going on around her at the moment. And I think Tommy turning around and saying, "Well, this is helping me. You can give it a go." I don't know whether Lily is going to kind of give it a go, especially given the reaction of Vivani and everybody.
Interesting, yeah. I'd not considered whether she might, but we did have that scene because obviously then Tommy's fallen out with her because he now thinks that it was Lily who spilled the beans to Avani and Kerr.
Yeah, which makes me
Maybe she will
think.
give it a go.
Maybe she will, but then the way that they ended it with this week, with him being really annoyed with Lily, I think once he finds out how Avani found out about it, which was overhearing Kat and Alfie, that's going to bring his anger back into play again, isn't it?
Of course, of course. But I felt so sorry for Lily because I thought we were really nice. You forget that them two are the kind of cousins, I don't know, third cousins removed or whatever they are.
Hey, the family trees in Waterford are complicated, aren't they? So I was kind of really fascinated by that this week. I kind of hope that they do sort of explore it a little bit more, because I have no idea. Yeah, I know about ChatGPT on my phone. That's about my limits to it. I don't know about it within the world of gaming and anything like that. So I don't know if that's something that they're going to explore about the safety of it. About because the simple fact of the matter is AI isn't going anywhere and it's only going to get bigger from here. So there's no point in us trying to run away from it. We may as well address it and talk about it and sort of talk about what it's capable of and what it's doing and where it is. And it's It's
The
there.
robot's going to take over there, Rob.
Yes, we are going to be attacked by Cybermen in the next 50 years, Ray. I think that's the production. So
Crap.
I'd stay in Turkey near your mountain if I were you. I think that's probably
Yeah,
best.
it might be a good idea. Or at least make friends with some robots. Maybe
Yeah.
Tommy's do. Maybe Tommy's got the right idea, to be fair to
So
him.
do you reckon? Oh, so do you reckon? Like by Christmas 2029, we'll be talking about Tommy getting married to his new AI girlfriend. Is that where we're going to
Oh
be at?
my
Do you reckon?
God, that's a... Well,
Maybe.
have you watched that show that we're on Channel 4? What were it called? Humans. Have you ever
Humans,
seen that?
yeah. That's great,
Yeah,
that
that were
show.
a bit like that were like that, weren't it? Because they
Yeah.
had like it was very dystopian and set with the AI robot that was
Yeah,
quite
yeah, yeah.
human-like. Honestly, these days that's quite a reality, isn't it?
It is. It's a
Seem to
fascinating
be.
topic. So I'm kind of keen for them to scratch away at it a little bit more. I don't think that they're going to look at it that deeply, if I'm honest. I feel like it's kind of just been, it's going to be sort of left where it is, and then we're going to sort of be back to Tommy as a person again. But I thought it was an interesting component to bring into it this week because there will be kids out there who will be talking to these machines, these AI, these apps, and everything. And kids that are in Tommy's position, if AI is able to listen to them and support them and try and make them feel better about themselves, then is it a bad thing, I wonder? You know, just because we don't understand, because the older generations perhaps don't understand it, the kids are going to be growing up with this stuff now. So it's about time we paid attention to it, surely, yeah? Your daughter's gonna be living in a
Well, I know
world with
this
a lot
is
of AI. This is the problem.
when you're saying it, this is what I'm actually turning over in my head, and I think it's quite sad because I'd want her to be out there
Sure.
socializing with people face to
Sure.
face, but they don't do that anyway because they're all on the phones talking to each other,
Ray,
so
when we were growing up, we used to really look forward to an actual phone call. People don't like talking on the phones these days. It just develops from here on in, doesn't it?
yeah, it's so bad how they don't answer the phones these days.
Yeah.
They're like scared of making phone calls.
Yeah. So,
World's changing before our eyes,
tis.
Rob, and
Oh,
we
very
can't keep
eyes.
up.
No. So let us know in the comment section where you are with talk to us about your views on AI. I'd love to know. And where you think the storyline's going to go from here. Do you think we're going to explore AI within the context of this storyline anymore? Or do you think this is going to be more about Tommy? Where are Cat and Alfie going to go from here? Some great lines by Alfie this week, by the way. I loved him confusing AI with like one of the letters of the LGBT pronoun thing.
Yeah, that was
Loved that.
brilliant.
Loved that. And I'm definitely going to be calling him Elaine Musk from here on in. Telling you now, that's who what he is now. So there we are then. Right, ladies and gents, let's now move on to a smaller story, and that was Sonia and Bianca. Not too much to discuss here with the Sonia Bianca kind of setup. Basically, the week is kind of about Sonia sort of coming to terms with, you know, the fact that the funeral is approaching and Bianca sort of getting to grips back with reality again. Bianca, I think, is slowly starting to improve, to say the very least, because she's all up for out on the town and getting drunk and everything. So Bianca's back to normal, I think. I think she's all right now.
She's getting there, isn't she, Abby?
Yeah.
Yeah, but we're saying this. She's drinking her way through it, though, I feel. But then I feel like
Yeah.
Bianca does drink anyway.
I feel like this is sort of Bianca's. I mean, I think that we're about the level that Bianca can sort of cope with life at. If she can just have a few swigs of vodka, I think she'll be fine from here on in, to be honest with
True.
you.
Bit of Dutch courage, as she put it.
Yeah. I mean, I like the fact that she was well up for just giving, like, having shots before they went to the funeral. Smart sort of girl. I quite
I think
enjoyed
that's
that.
fair, though, given
Yeah.
the circumstance. I
Given
can
the
kind of
situation.
understand the, yeah.
Yeah, too right, too right. What we did get this week, of course, was the triumphant return of our Brenda. Lovely.
Yes, we
Oh,
did.
I love Brenda.
Not seen Hugh for a while, though, have
I don't think we're ever going to see Hugh again. So I
No.
think that might be it for Hugh.
I think they're like, oh, we can only afford one extra actor
I
this
mean,
week, I'm afraid,
let's
and
be
it's going to be
real.
Brenda.
Let's be real. Do we? If when we've got Brenda, I don't think we need anybody else. Do you?
No, it's true. It's true.
I think
She
it's
is
my.
amazing.
She is amazing. I think it might be the last time we've seen Brenda now, but yeah, it was good to see her again for one last sort of time because she's forgiven Sonia. She understands the situation now, and she wanted Sonia to be there at the funeral as well, so that they could all sort of stand together and sort of say goodbye to this ridiculous human being that they're putting in the ground. go on.
Did you miss us not having a little scene, though, at the funeral when they're talking
Yeah,
about it so much?
I did. Yeah,
Just
I
one
kind of.
scene would have been nice, I
Yeah,
feel.
you kind of need that moment, I think, because I think that moment where you actually see in, like, either the curtain coming across or him being put in the ground or something like that, that's quite psychologically sort of significant, isn't it, for someone like Sonya at that
Closure
moment. Yeah. So it would have been nice to
of
sort of
some
have that
kind.
moment, especially when they were talking about sort of the media being there and trying to like harass her. I think it might have been nice to see some of that going on, because I
Yeah.
wonder what that was about, because they mentioned it for a reason, presumably. So clearly they're going to end up being harassed a little bit more about this before it's done.
And then that's why Sonya's going to leave, isn't it?
Yeah,
Because
I
of
think
media,
so.
and I need to get away where people don't know me. I've got to do it for me and my baby. That's not Reese's baby. I'm going to pretend it's not Reese's baby. It's Fowler. It's a
Yeah,
Fowler.
it is a
Not
Fowler. Too
Caldwell.
right. Julia Fowler, yes, please. I mean, I think we're pretty safe in the knowledge that Martin's funeral, she'll stay for that, and then she'll, because Sonya would never miss Martin's funeral for a million years.
No.
So even if they had to say to Natalie Cassidy, can you just do us another 2 weeks just for the funeral? Thanks very much. She'll be there for that, and then I think her and Bianca will kind of go off together, won't they?
Yeah, it's looking like that.
I'm gonna miss Bianca, I tell you what. I've really enjoyed Bianca this stint.
I love our Bianca. She's brilliant, isn't she? Yeah, I'm gonna miss her. I feel like we need a bit. I would have liked a bit more Bianca, I think, other than the Reese stuff. But obviously, that's why she's been here. But yeah.
I mean, it's amazed me how long this Bianca stint has actually been, to be fair. Like, she's been back for a meaty old sort of stint, hasn't she? I mean, yes, some of it, a lot of it, she was
On
locked up in a
off.
lockup, on off. I think it does count as on off, really, seeing as though she was in a lockup for
Yeah.
most of it. But it's been great fun. And I think, this week, especially, with the comedy side of Bianca, you can't forget how funny she is, throwing
Puking
up in
into,
throwing
yeah.
up in a tuba. I mean, if that wasn't closure, I don't know what was, really.
Actually felt quite sick watching that because did you hear sound effects? I'm like, oh, that's too realistic, that sound effect.
Splattering
Oh.
around the valves of the tuba. Nice.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you do with that tuba now? Burn it, I would think.
Oh yeah, I don't know.
It was funny because
Tit, I don't know.
I saw that tuba in the background earlier on in the week. I was like, why have they kept the tuba? Like, that's just kind of just sat there. And now we know why they kept the tuba, specifically for Bianca to vomit it.
Why would they have kept it though, realistically? That'd be one
I
of the
don't
first
know.
things you chuck out, isn't it? That's
I mean,
quite a big reminder of
it is,
Reese.
but it's also quite tricky to sort of do something with until
I
it's bin,
guess.
especially till it's bin day. You probably screw till bin day, until your bins are opened and emptied, until you can get rid of a tuba, to be fair, aren't you?
Yeah, to be fair. Yeah,
Especially one
quite a
covered
big
in
thing.
Bianca's vomit. Nice.
Lovely.
Nice.
Nice.
Bianca and Lauren also seem to be getting on like a house on fire these days, don't they?
They do, don't they? It's lovely. I'm enjoying seeing a bit of Lauren with the cousins because you forget that they're related in that way sometimes, don't you? So it's nice that they've been having a bit of cousin time.
Yes, not as much cousin time as Lawrence enjoyed in the past, but
I was just thinking that as I said it. I'm still adamant that there's a reason that they've brought that keep bring. Well, they've brought him up a couple of times recently, and I'm like, is he going to come back of all the Brannings?
what would they bring? Yeah, of all the Brannings to bring back, I wouldn't put Joey as a top priority, to be honest with you.
No, I just wondered why they brought because it I feel like it was the second time Bianca brought it up last
Yeah,
week, but.
I don't know really. I don't mind like it when, I think it's just something that she would take the piss out of Lauren for. Do you know what I mean? I think it was just
Yeah,
literally
fair.
one of the. I mean, I know what you mean, because a lot of the time, when they start talking about people, it sort of means that they're around the corner. But
Yeah.
it's I think it now it's nice now and again to sort of have those characters that understand each other's history, just to bring it up and just to sort of rip somebody about it.
I was just going to say, what if they're going to write Lily and Tommy together? But I don't think they will. Just like, are they
You
going to
never
put two
know.
other cousins together?
You
Is that why
never
they're doing
know.
it?
It's that square out goes on, let me tell you. Right, ladies and gents, let's now move on to talking of out goes on. An affair has begun. So, Ree, I saw something online that I don't know if it's true, but if it is, this is extraordinary. Okay, so
What?
apparently, Kathy now is the same age as Lou was when she first appeared in the EastEnders at the start. Now, can you imagine Lou getting up to any of the shenanigans that Kathy's been getting up to this year?
I would have never guessed that.
Now that's growing old disgracefully, isn't it? Good for her, I
Yeah,
say.
well,
I hope I have the
good
life
for
of Kathy
her.
Cotton when I hit my 70s, let me tell you.
I'm right pissed off.
Are you? Go on,
Yeah.
vent away. Go on.
I just think the gall of Kathy with how she's been with Cindy. Are you joking
I
me?
yeah, there is that. There is that. I imagine if when Cindy finds out about this, there's going to be a few conversations
Oh,
had. Oh
too
yes,
right. Too right.
imagine Cindy suddenly returning all the slapper insults that Kathy's given her over the past year.
Imagine it's Cindy who finds out.
Oh,
Whether
I
she comes
hope.
back and finds
Do
out.
you know what? Actually, she's after revenge. That might be the perfect way of getting
Oh, of
it.
course, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, that's my new theory, guys.
That's your new theory. Yeah,
Hashtag
yeah,
Bree's
yeah.
always right. There
There
we
you
go.
go. Yeah, throw that out there. No, I reckon you, I reckon
Would
we might be
be.
onto something there. That's a perfect way for. Oh, Cindy would love that. Cindy would
Wouldn't she?
absolutely. Cindy would light up a cigarette when she found that one out, wouldn't she?
Yeah, on a cigarette holder as well,
Yeah,
nonetheless. It wouldn't just be,
perfect.
yeah,
Absolutely perfect.
sorted.
So the affair officially between Kathy and Harvey has begun. And
Begun.
oops.
I'm sorry.
Oh.
I'm surprised they didn't sign. I'm surprised they didn't sign a contract which they agreed to. It's like, so
Yeah.
we're having an affair.
Let's have an
Yeah,
affair.
okay.
And we're
Could you
gonna have to be
sign here?
really,
That we're
really
going to be really
careful.
careful. Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
Signed
Well,
date, signature, print your name.
thank you to a solicitor to get certified. But where were you? I mean, do you not feel a little bit sorry for Harvey in the way that June's been treating him recently? Where were you at with that?
No,
You
I
did
feel
too. You
really
did
sorry for
last
Jean
week.
after this week. Well, now I don't. All right.
Well.
So he decides to have an affair because
Yeah.
Jean's gone to the Undertakers. Of all the reasons that you could start an affair, it's because
Yeah.
I'm really annoyed that you've had to go to the Undertakers and sort out some more funeral stuff.
It's a
Come
bit
on.
odd the way that all played out because up to now I thought Jean had been like really unreasonable with him, really mean to him,
Yeah.
like saying to him, she said to him at one point, "No, I don't need your help. It's easy just for me to do it on my own." And then later bollocked him in the week saying, "Well, I could do with some help, to be honest with you." And it's just like, make your mind up, woman. Like, honest to
Yeah.
God. But yeah, by the time that we get to the actual moment where Harvey decides, screw it and screw Kathy is what I'm going to do. Like Jean is literally trying to be really nice to him, say, yeah, oh, you're gonna cook me a meal. That would be really nice. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. I obviously need to go, like, I'm gonna get delayed because I need to sort out this whole funeral thing. And he's furious about that, mind you. The fact that she sent Mo in his in her place. I think I'd be slightly irritated by that as well.
I don't think she did send Mo in her place. I think Mo just came home and was like, well, Jean's not here, so I'll eat
I'll
it.
have your
And then
brisket, thanks
it's,
very much.
yeah. And your wine, pour us another.
Yeah, too right. I mean, obviously the Harvey and Kathy thing, they've been getting closer via sort of the grief of Martin, because I feel like the way that they framed it is that Kathy is the only one that's sort of really been appreciating Harvey's side of the grief of Martin, right?
Yes, yes.
So, Kathy sorted out this nice little thing in the calf where the boys could come and sit and have like a football conversation. By the way, that whole scene went entirely over my head. Whenever they talk
Yeah.
about football on the show, I'm just like, it's just noise
And
to me.
bets like,
Yeah, I'm
oh,
like, great, lovely. I'm sure I
lads.
lads, 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 lovely. And then so they did that, and then Harvey sorted out something at the allotments, which was really, really nice, sort of really. And I mean,
Very
I think I
romantic.
was gonna say very romantic, wasn't it?
Was
I
it
think
not?
was it not? I think it was. I think it was. I think he
Twas, was.
twas twas re twas. He'd sorted out like fairy lights and all of that kind of thing, and the lighting was perfect, and it was all a bit. I think Harvey had that kind of play in mind. They had a
Oh,
few
do you think he
drinks.
did? Do you think that's what he was thinking when he did it as well then?
Maybe
Or were you
subconscious.
just trying to make it special and he weren't
Yeah.
necessarily thinking that at the time, in the
Maybe
moment?
subconsciously, I think he might have been at that moment
True.
because when Kathy kissed him, he looked really surprised. So, and then Kathy jumped at him she was like, yes, another moment I'm unprepared for, and then just leans in and eats his face like Hannibal Lecter.
I'm not impressed with Kathy this week. I'm really not impressed with her
I'm
at
just
all.
amazed by the 6 months that Kathy has had. She's been an attempted murderer and now she's in an affair.
That is so true.
I don't think she's gonna get away with this one. She got away with her last affair with Buster. She ain't gonna get away with this one.
Well, that's what I was wondering, but no, she can't get away with this one.
No.
We wouldn't want her to either.
No,
We don't want her to get away with this. I'm
this
sorry.
needs to be found out about, doesn't it? I think now we've landed on the whole idea of Cindy finding out about this first. I think we might be on the right track there.
It'll either be Cindy. I'm wondering if Lily, she's been quite close to Harvey recently. I don't
Yeah.
know why she would, but it could be somebody and maybe she'd keep it secret. I don't know.
Because here's the thing, I don't think that there's anybody on that square apart from Cindy who would find out about that affair and then not immediately go and tell Jean. Because Jean's quite a popular
Yeah.
person around the square, isn't she? Kathy is as well. But I feel like, given the circumstances, Jean would find out very quickly via anybody else that doesn't want to blackmail Kathy.
Yes, this is very true. Very true. Yeah, it's got to be. But anyway, I still think that this is the wrong way. Like, why? So he's saying, oh, everything's going wrong with Jean and blah, blah, blah. And then Kathy goes, oh, well, I don't want to break a family up, but also
but all
don't
right.
want to stop that we've done this afternoon. So,
yeah.
Affair?
Yeah, it looks
Come
like
on.
It.
Come on. Is that how people agree to affairs these days?
Yeah, you need to do it really sort of carefully and like via a document, and it needs to
just
be
to
absolute. Just so
confirm,
everybody
we're
knows
not
the terms
telling
and
people.
no terms and conditions. You know, all
Yeah.
read all the small print. I mean, I'm kind of struggling with the idea of Harvey and Jean these days because they've not shown us any sort of positives between the two of them. So, and I have to say, I kind of feel like Harvey and Kathy are quite well suited. I think he's a slightly, if he reminds me of a slightly nicer version of Pete in a few ways.
Honestly, I agree. I think that Kathy and Harvey are a great couple, but now I'm going to hate them because of how they've gone about it.
You and your moral high grounds, get off.
I know.
I
Yeah, but poor Jean, like, she's
know. Didn't
like
deserve
all her
it.
grandkids' dads just died. She's like,
Yeah.
and then her daughter's like
It's.
grieving so much. I
Yeah,
know she's
it's
on
not
maternity leave,
great
but you
timing, is
know,
it? It's not great
it's not.
timing.
Oh, I know,
But
I'm going to
it's.
start an affair.
Yes, so it's all very much at the start of it now. I think I'm with that now. I think when Cindy gets back, she's going to find out about the affair, and that's how the story is going to explode. But let us know in the
There we
comments,
go.
where are you at with the affair? Do you Harvey and Kathy, Harvey and Jean? We're back with the choice again. Harvey and Kathy, Harvey and Jean, who would you go with? Let us know in the comments below or by any of the ways that you can contact us, which we will give you at the end of the show. Right then, ladies and gents, the biggest storyline of the week. We've had punches, many punches. We've had gangs. We've had revelations. It is the Teddy, Nicola, Zach, and Sharon story. So, ladies and gents, the big storyline of the week was everything that went on with Nicola and Zach and Teddy. And it would appear that Teddy ain't no teddy bear. So, now, do we believe Nicola at this moment? Is my first question.
I don't think either of them are angels. I had it in my
No.
head that it was Nicola who got rid of what she called Shireen.
Shireen Bassar. Yeah.
I'm not sure. We don't know anything, do we?
No.
Could be either one of them, let's be honest, after seeing them both in action this week.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you one thing. I don't think that she's dead for a start. I think she's going to show up at
No.
some point.
Yeah,
And it's really
100%.
weird. I actually, when they were sort of focusing more on the Mitchells last week, I kind of had a thought like, oh my God, I forgot about that whole thing with Harry and his ex-girlfriend. They never really addressed
So
that
did
again.
I.
Yeah, and
Yeah.
now they're back. We're back to it again now, which is interesting because we never really got a satisfactory conclusion of what had actually happened the last time they addressed this when
No.
Jack was investigating it and all that kind of thing.
And
So.
we still don't know what Harry actually
No,
argued with her about on the night she went
no.
missing either.
We don't know a huge amount about what happened to Shireen, so I'm sure we'll find out in the coming weeks. But Nicola, if she is to be believed, would have us say that it was all down to Teddy, who apparently is brutal and vicious and angry and your typical Mitchell bloke, it would transpire.
I mean, the proof's in the pudding after seeing him this week. I told you, I knew he was one of them where if you mess with me, I'm going to gouge your eyes out. He
Yeah.
pretty much did.
Yeah, but then, how many of the cast are like that? A lot of the characters, if you mess with them, you're going to have your eyes gouged out. That's Wolford for you. It's.
He
And
did
I
feel
want.
like a bit of an overreaction,
Oh.
though.
Yeah, but I kind of thought that Zach asked for that punch, though, because he was getting right in his face and calling him a crap dad and everything, when all he'd done was get angry about him discovering that Sharon had cheated on him.
That is true, but he didn't know why Zach were actually saying that, does he,
No,
to be
which
fair? So,
exactly.
but
So even more so that Zach was just getting in his face for no, well, not for no reason, but saying all that stuff to him out of the blue. I think, you can kind of expect a whack back for that, can't you?
in the moment, yeah,
Yeah.
if you see watching it from Teddy's perspective, but he only stopped because Barney came in, otherwise he would have really
Yeah.
done a lot more damage.
I mean, talking about whacking and all that kind of thing, it was a very violent week on the whole with this storyline, wasn't it? I mean, first of all, you had Nicola kind of sat there and just quite cheerfully watching Zach get the absolute crap kicked out of him by these gangsters that she just summoned to try and keep him quiet about Barney. I mean, I thought that scene was actually quite violent. I was kind of surprised by how heavy they went with it. I mean, I wasn't offended by it, but I thought it was kind of quite intense for sure.
Very. We were just saying as well, like before Watershed, this
I
week's been
know.
quite violent,
I
hasn't
bet.
it?
Oh,
Like,
I bet it got complaints. I bet it got complaints. I bet you it did.
but it is an awkward one because obviously, like, my daughter's nearly three. She could technically be watching all this pre-Watershed stuff. I wouldn't be letting her watch EastEnders after this
You
week.
want to have a talking to AI instead? That's much safer.
Oh God, which one? Which
Don't know.
one's better?
So not only that, once Sharon finds out about that, she storms right over to the club and knocks Nicola to the 50th anniversary. Like, what a
God.
punch that was.
I
Spectacular.
absolutely loved that, and I loved
Yeah.
that Sharon was showing how she's not scared of Nicola,
She
because
does not
clearly Nicola
care.
is someone to be scared of,
Oh,
let's
yeah.
be real.
Oh, absolutely. Like, Nicola showed her cards this week, I think. Like, it was talk about Teddy, obviously, but I think Nicola showed herself to be. I think Nicola, you can quite cheerfully put into the category of new soap bitch at the moment.
Oh, 100%. But even she's a bit darker, I think.
Yeah.
Like, she won't stop at anything, will she? But then it depends on what you believe as to what her reasonings are, because you could either look at the Zach thing, right, two ways, that
Yeah.
actually, in a weird way, she's trying to do him a favour because she knows what Teddy's capable of.
I mean, there's kinder ways of doing that. Let's be real here.
Of course there are, but I mean, it's got him to listen, hasn't it? Because he didn't
Yeah.
say anything after it. Or, not that condone violence, of
Of
course.
course not.
Or she's saving her own back and trying to stop herself from getting caught out.
Yeah.
Which one is it? I mean, I think it's more likely to be the latter, because she's,
Yeah.
well, this is it. She appears like she's being selfish. Well, like I say, or is she genuinely trying to do Zach a favour? I can't actually decide at the minute.
Yeah, I mean, I mean, Zach had a bad week. Let's be real here. I'm surprised Zach wasn't in a coma by the end of the week, the way he was going, like just getting battered
Right.
left, right, and centre. I don't know. It's hard because Nicola's reasoning is that Barney is the only reason why Teddy calmed down. Like,
Yes.
if everything Nicola has said is to be believed, Teddy is this violent, angry, brutal, vicious man, and the only reason that he became somewhat of a decent, charming human being was because when Barney was born, he realized that Barney was di different to Harry, and he needed a slightly more emotive approach towards Barney, and that sort of adjusted his way of life and adjusted his way of thinking. Now, Nicola's logic there is, well, if you now then turn around to Teddy and say that Barney isn't his son, we're going to get the old Teddy back, and we're all in deep doo-doo, apparently, because to Nicola seems to believe that he'll go on some kind of crazy rampage or something, like Michael Myers.
I mean, I do believe, I understand what she's saying. Like, I totally buy into that he used to be this violent guy, and it were because of Barney that everything changed. Because you can imagine, and I mean, you look at Harry and Barney and how he is with Harry, you can imagine him being this typical
Yep.
toxic, male Mitchell, and oh, you're a bloke, don't cry, boys don't cry, and all of that jazz. Then Barney comes along and he cries because, he's sensitive, as Nicola said, and him having to go, well, I can't have that approach with him, can I? So you can see why, you can see, I believe that he's changed, whether he was as violent as she's saying, but I totally believe it. I totally buy it. I just don't know whether I buy that Nicola's as scared of him as she's saying, because I think Nicola's just as tough.
Yes, so do I. And I think it's interesting that she said the Teddy that I quote fell in love with was vicious and brutal and angry and all that kind of thing. Now, that says a lot about Nicola, right? If she falls in love with a bloke like that. But then you've also got to consider, look at Sharon's past history. When she was with Grant, he was exactly like that. He was an angry and vicious and brutal man. Phil, when she was in love with him, was angry, brutal, and vicious. You know, she's got a history of being with men like that. You know, so
But I
her
guess the
and
diff.
Nicola
Go
would
on.
clearly have more in common than they'd like to believe.
Well, I can see that, but I guess the difference between Sharon and Nicola, though, is I don't feel like Sharon's that brutal, and Nicola's definitely coming
No.
across that way. So it's like Sharon likes to try and tame them a bit, whereas
But Nicola sort of
Nicola.
fuels it.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say she. Like, yeah, fuels is probably a good word, because I wouldn't say that she encourages it. If anything, if we're to believe what she's saying, she's trying to discourage it. But she's a. I don't know, I feel like she's equally as brutal, so I don't feel like she wouldn't be as disapproving as Sharon by some of their behaviour, I feel.
No, it's interesting, isn't it? But then, is that just a simple case of self-preservation, then, in that case? Like, they have different ways of being in that situation.
Possibly, yeah, I know what you're saying. Is that maybe. I don't know, because I feel like we've not really seen Nicola fully yet. And
I
maybe,
love
yeah,
her.
maybe it's all a bit of a front with Nicola. I don't know.
Can
I love her as well.
I
She's
just say,
absolutely
I am
amazing.
obsessed with Nicola. And can I just say,
Yeah.
I think that Laura Doddington was made for this show. Like, she is like absolutely gritty. Her performance is
Yeah.
gritty. It is Proper East End, proper. I love her. I
Yes,
absolutely love
no,
her.
she is absolutely
I want a
amazing.
long old. I want a long old stint for Nicola. I think she's got so much potential. I love her.
Rob, did you
Yes.
see Nicola and
Nicola and
Priya
Priya.
gossiping?
Yes.
Sars,
Yes. The second
what?
those two appeared on
Yes.
screen together, I genuinely was like, yes, more, yes,
I
love
thought of you
this.
straight
Best
away because I
mates,
like,
please.
yes.
Yeah, best mates, please. Yeah, absolutely. Those two look perfect together on screen. Loved it, loved it, loved it.
Nicola could pay Priya to do all sorts around the
Yeah.
square. She can be a little, oh, brilliant.
I
They'd
think,
be a
yeah.
great pairing if they do.
If they do, if they stick with it, I hope they do. Because
Yeah.
sometimes what you'll get is that they, because that scene was more about the Sonya storyline, wasn't it? And it
Yeah.
wasn't anything, it wasn't really about anything
No.
else. And sometimes what you get with a scene like that is that it's like actors who are available will go in that scene. So it might have
Yeah.
been that, Nicola was available and Priya was available, so they
Yeah.
put those two together. But let's kind of put a pin in that relationship, please, and develop that. I want them to be best mates because, like you say, Nicola will look at Priya and say, "Fair, yeah, I like the cut of your jib. Yeah, so here's a
Yeah.
grand. Go do that for me." And Priya will be like, "Yeah, sure, no problem." Yeah, to keep those two together, they've got fire to keep each other going. I like it a lot. So Sharon now knows the truth about Barney.
Yes, of
How
course.
long does till this comes out? So what's going to be the reveal? Do we think at this stage?
I still think it's going to be Harry, I think Harry's going to somehow find out. I feel like, then again, Zach's very adamant that he's going to spill the beans. He's calling him a family of psychos, pretty much, isn't
I
he?
mean, apparently he ain't wrong.
Well, there is that. I mean, even Sharon seems quite scared of Teddy after this week because he was.
Yeah, I mean, isn't it weird though? Like, as soon as we heard that from Nicola, the next episode, whenever we saw Teddy, he appeared really sinister. Like when he that last scene between Vic and Zach between Zach and Teddy in the Albert, like he was sort of like
Yes.
quiet, kind of quite sinister and sort of like, and it's sort of like, is this the Teddy we've got now then? Now we know about it. Is that how he's now going to be portrayed from this point onwards?
See, I didn't think he came across that sinister, so maybe that was your perception.
Maybe.
Although, in fairness, maybe I didn't see it like that because I was confused. I thought that Zach had texted him to meet him there or something at first. I was quite confused
Oh,
because we were like,
okay.
do you want a word? So
Yeah.
maybe I weren't looking at it
Maybe.
properly. So, yeah, you could have a point.
My other question is, if we are to now look at Teddy as a villain, how do you differentiate between a villain and your typical Mitchell male?
We've said this before, Rob. What is the line?
What is
Is
the
it
line?
murder? Is that the line?
Archie would appear to be the line because I can't think of that many other Mitchell men that have come in and have been what we would expect of a Mitchell man, but been put in the shelf life villain category. And Archie never even murdered anybody.
True. But
So,
arguably, you know
I mean,
what? If
obviously
you
he
did
did
some
do
of.
some terrible, terrible things. Don't get me wrong. But, does Teddy have to really sort of be elevated before he reaches that sort of villain status? Or are we just looking at him as we would Phelan Grant or something like that?
Well, this is what I was just thinking, and I were actually just thinking then, if you think about some of the storylines Grant had in the 90s, we'd
Oh
probably
yeah,
see
he
him
was
as
an
quite
awful
villainous
human
these
being. He was an
days.
awful human being, was Grant, and quite right that Bianca raked him through the coals for that.
Yeah, exactly. So, I actually don't know. I don't even feel like murder would be a line. I feel like that'd still just be like, oh, whatever, we're Mitchells,
Yeah. Isn't it
do what we
funny?
need
Yeah,
to
they seem to
do.
be the most forgived family in the whole of soap, don't they, the Mitchells?
Maybe it will be though if they think that he has hurt a woman or killed, like maybe it'd be, oh, you don't do it to a woman. I don't know, especially if she's pregnant, supposedly.
Yeah, it all depends on what we discover with Shireen. And
Yes.
I know nothing, but I'm fairly sure she's going to show up at some point, right?
Don't think that Teddy had got with Shireen or something, do you?
What, when Nicola was with Zach, you mean?
Yeah,
Around that
maybe. I don't
time? So they were
know.
just
No,
cheating on
not
each
around
other,
that time.
maybe.
Would make sense. No. I'm just wondering if Nicola, if we're to believe it, I think that Teddy's tried to do something and Nicola's saved her or something like that.
Maybe. I do think that Nicola is very heavily involved in her disappearance. And I think if you were to say that maybe she told Shireen to get away to protect her from whatever Teddy was up to, you could have a point there. But
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
I do want to make it like quite clear that I don't want whatever we discover about Teddy to soften Nicola whatsoever as a character at all. I want her to stay this sort of brutal and sort of ruthless, and you know, I love this characterization that we've got with Nicola at the moment, so I want to keep that going, and I want to keep the Sharon and Nicola feud going full time as well. I love it.
Well, it's got to, surely, for well, then again, they seem to be kind of on the same side at the
This
minute.
is what I mean. This is what I mean. It's like, so are they going to stay sort of reluctant friends from this, or are they just going to kind of keep being at each other's throats? Because Sharon doesn't like her, and Nicola's not that keen on her either. So it's not like, you know, they can
Maybe they'll
really
keep
be
up
mates.
appearances for Teddy's sake at the minute.
Yeah, it's fascinating. I was very, very intrigued by everything going on this week, and I kind of can't wait to find out more. We were waiting for the time when the new Mitchells were going to be put in the limelight, and consider them limelit, as far as I would say. If I may, Ree, can I give my gold star to Nicola, please, this week?
Of course you can.
Thank
And do you
you.
know what? I'm going to give mine to Zach for actually
Yep.
continuing to try and push for the truth and taking responsibility as soon as he's found out the truth. I've enjoyed Zach this week. Not him getting beaten up, but you know.
No, Zach didn't enjoy that either, and it happened a
No.
lot.
Yes.
But no, really enjoyed this week, actually. Really strong week. And I can't wait to sort of see what goes on with the new Mitchells now. I need to stop calling them the new Mitchells as well, don't I? I need to sort of, they're just the
They're just the
Mitchells.
Mitchells, I
The
guess, yeah.
Mitchells. Marvellous. Let us know who your gold star is going to this week. And as usual, we will finish with some comments from you.
So I'm starting with an email that we've had from Brandon, who says, "Hey Rob and Ree, hope you're both doing great. I just wanted to get your opinion on something, if you wouldn't mind. Recently, I feel like there has been a bit of an overuse of the killer trope in EastEnders. If you think about the past few years, now Brandon has sent a very big list of people who killed each other in EastEnders, so I'll read a couple out. Ravi killed Ranveer, Linda killed Keanu, Ravi killed Naish, Reese killed Debbie, Kathy attempted to kill Cindy, Shirley attempted to kill Janine, Reese attempted to kill Bianca. Teddy apparently killed someone. The six were aware and took part in the killing, covering up of Keanu. There are probably many more that I'm forgetting, but it feels like a killer, attempted killer, is starting to lose its impact. It doesn't feel special or rare or shocking anymore because 90% of the square seems to have done it somewhat recently. Just wanted to hear your thoughts because this week's reveal of Teddy being a killer felt incredibly underwhelming to me because it's happened so much recently. Thank you for your time. Have a great day."
Well, we don't know for a start whether Teddy has killed anybody. Nicola is claiming that he has, but
Yes.
we will see. I wonder if she wants to keep Shireen hidden for now, but we'll see how that plays out. Has it been overused? I mean, yes, but it kind of feels like, you know, if you talk about soaps being sort of like the most extreme look at society and humanity and the way that the height of sort of human emotion. You know, you sort of got to wonder where, how do you do that otherwise? And if you're sort of asking the soap to sort of take a step back from the emotional sort of, you know, impact that they're trying to put on screen, how would you, what would you replace that with in that regard?
I know what you mean. I don't know though, because I think sometimes, like, if you take the instances like Ravi killing Nish wasn't that violent, you could still be violent without killing somebody. Do you know what I mean?
Well, we saw that this week, yeah.
So, well, yeah, exactly. So, I do feel like it's been overused as well. Like, but then are we a bit underwhelmed by the Teddy reveal because we were kind of expecting something and we don't know the circumstances? Because
Yeah,
I
I mean,
felt a bit underwhelmed.
I see. I wasn't expecting the Teddy reveal. You know, this we're into this classic thing where Ree knew it was coming and I didn't, obviously. But I don't know. I mean, I think I was just more intrigued by what this means for Teddy's character arc and Nicola's character arc than anything else, rather than thinking about. And also, you know, you could tell me that a Mitchell has done anything, and it wouldn't surprise me. So maybe I feel like, you know, maybe I feel like they're sort of on their own category with that sort of thing. With regards to everything else, I feel like a character death has traditionally always been quite a like a centerpiece of a soap storyline. You know, it's sort of like the climax of a storyline. It's sort of the thing that they use to keep to get the eyes on screen. It's not necessarily the most like it's not necessarily the most original way of doing that, and maybe the soaps could look at doing, you know, trying to get eyes on screen another way. But storyline wise, it feels like a death is your, it's sort of your traditional climax. Now, yes, that could lose impact and probably is losing impact for viewers as time goes on. But what do you replace that with, is my question. You know?
Yeah, no, I don't know either. I don't know what the
Tricky, isn't it?
replacement would be.
Tricky. comments. Jemmy Jam, that's a great name, said Martin would have wanted Harvey and Kathy to have a romantic evening sharing peanut butter and jam sarnies in his memory. Absolutely. I think he'd quite approve of this.
Yeah.
He'd want Kathy to get on that. Absolutely.
I was thinking that this week, actually, like, oh, would Martin be looking down and thinking, no, I approve of this?
Go on,
But
Kath.
then
Go on,
again,
Auntie Kath, he'd say.
Yeah, but he does like Jean as well, so I don't think he'd
He
approve of the
does.
way.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to sort of
So.
hear Martin's perspective. If Martin had been the one to find out what was going on, it would have been sort of interesting to sort of see. I mean, because we did kind of get a glimpse of what Martin thought of that situation, didn't we, a
Yes.
few weeks
Yeah.
back. So would he have approved of that? I don't know. And then Rachel S. June says, poor Zach getting beaten up twice, but also I feel vindicated now because I've been saying all along Teddy is putting on a front. Also think Nicola is lying, though, about Teddy killing Shireen. She probably did it. So people thinking that Nicola might have killed somebody as well, which again I can see, but
Yeah.
again I don't want, the last thing I want is Nicola having a shelf life.
This
So
is true.
I don't
Maybe they're
think she's
both in on
dead.
it together.
She's
I
not
don't
dead,
think
this
she's
girl.
dead.
She's not
No.
dead, this girl. She's going to show up
No.
at some point, but I may be. But then what does Harry think happened is the question. Like, does Harry think she's dead? Harry didn't seem to. I don't think Harry is capable of hiding a big old secret like that
No.
because I don't think he's got the emotional maturity to do that.
No. No, and I don't think he's smart enough to not slip
No,
up
absolutely
either.
not. No, he hasn't got
Yeah.
either of Nicola or Teddy's brains, I don't think, has he?
No,
No, he's
unfortunately.
pretty, but he ain't brainy, is our Harry.
Yes,
Yes.
definitely.
If you would like to get in touch with us for questions or comments or just a hi, how are you? You can do the following.
You can find us on Facebook at Albert Square After Dark, on Instagram and Twitter at E20 After Dark. Don't forget to like and subscribe on our YouTube channel, Albert Square After Dark, and find us on all your favourite podcast sites. You can drop us an email at e20afterdarkpodcast@gmail.com. And if you'd like to buy us a coffee, you can do so by going on buymeacoffee.com/E20afterdark.
Yes, you can indeed. Thank you very much for watching. Thank you very much for listening. By this time next week, Ree will still be in Turkey. She is proper having a holiday, aren't you? Really
I
sunning it
am.
up. And I don't
Oh, yeah.
blame you, girl. I don't blame you. But on the square next week, we'll be going to visit Phil and seeing how he's
Ooh.
getting on and having a look at his treatment and what is being said to be a very special episode. So make sure you are here to get our thoughts and praises or criticisms for that. I cannot wait to watch it. Until then, it's goodbye from me.
Goodbye for me.
See you next week. Goodbye.
Bye.